wanted to, I think he wanted, I think Grandpa wanted to be in the house by 1902, because the Australian cricketers were playing their test matches here in 1902. He was mad keen on cricket.
When you say here, do you mean
in England? Right. Yes, but they would also come to Sheffield at least for a 3-day match while they were on the tour, and it was there that he actually met for the first time the man who was the darling of the Australians, Victor Trumper, and he was like the Don Bradman of the day, and he actually stayed with Grandpa 3 times during his sort of playing career.
He stayed here.
He stayed in Brinkburn Vale Road. Yes, so that was 1902, 1905, and 1909. He brought his wife with him, and yes, unfortunately he got Bright's disease, and he died in 1916, which was a tragedy. Yes. He had given Dad a cricket bat in 1905 when he came, and so we've still got that. There's a funny story about that. About 1912, when my brother was about a year old and not able to knock anything about himself, Dad once came, he wanted to give the bat a touch of oil, because he liked to carry it in his bag, but he didn't really like to play with it, because the great man had given it to him, and he went to his bag and he fished this out, and unfortunately at the bottom where the, not the face, the back, there are very pronounced nail marks where somebody has obviously knocked a nail into a wall with this bat. And Dad was so upset about it, he didn't say anything for quite a few, a week or two, and the only person around, because they'd been married in 1910, the only person around could possibly be Mother. And when he asked her what about it, he said, "Gertie," we said, "whatever made you do it?" And she said, "Well," all she said was, she'd no interest in cricket at all. She said, "I didn't like to spoil those two nice looking bats that were in your bag, you know. I mean, it's priceless, really."